Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Super show today, you guys. I hope you're enjoying it. And you know, I want to switch gears a little bit here because, Olivia, I know how much you love sports. And sports tourism, I mean, that's a thing.
It really is. Like we talked about a couple weeks ago, sports are a great way to experience a city's culture and get to know people, really get to know people at some games. And they add so much to their cities, and people really take pride in them. And of course, in Georgia, we have a lot of great ways that you can experience sports here with Braves and Falcons and Hawks. But I wanted also to look for places that are kind of unique, kind of rare, and also places that you can actually take part in as well. You know, you can participate in the activities there. And the first place that I came across is really neat history. It's called Pope Park in Sylvester, Georgia, small town, and it's the longest consecutively played baseball field in the state, celebrating 105 years of operation.
Cool.
So you can imagine the stories there, and it'd be great to just go there and, you know, talk to some people who worked there for a long time. They probably have a lot of great stories. Another great place you can check out is South Georgia Motorsports Park in Cecil. So if you like funny cars, jet cars, those kinds of things, you can check out this place. They have a quarter mile concrete drag strip and a half mile D-shaped oval speedway, and you can bring your own street or race cars and race down that drag strip during an event they have called Test and Tune Street Drags. So if you're interested in that sort of thing, or if you know you've never experienced it before, it might be a great place to check that out.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it does. And then there's Sandy Ridge BMX in McDonough. It's sanctioned by the USA BMX Association, so it's the real deal. It features a 50-foot starting hill and three paved high bank turns connected by 800 feet of jumps, whoops, rollers. Those must be some BMX terminology there. And the track is open to everyone when no races are taking place, so just make sure there aren't any events taking place on the day you want to visit. All you need is a helmet.
Make sure to bring that helmet.
Yes, absolutely. Especially if I were going to be trying that out, I would definitely need the helmet. Another one that sounds really fun is the Terminus Wake Park in Cartersville. So you can enjoy towed water sports without a boat. So if you've ever wanted to spend a day out on the water, but you don't have a boat, you don't want to spend the money, you know, that it takes to fill up a boat with gas, you can experience all of that here with the cable system. And you can wakeboard, wake skate, that sounds really fun, water ski, and kneeboard as well. So there's an elaborate series of sliders and ramps that you can go on if you're more experienced, but you can also just, you know, ride along on the water.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
That sounds really
and
fun.
And I think I trust the cable more than I would trust my dad, you know, pulling me on the boat, because he tries to take me through an obstacle course, you know, of his own creation,
sounds
and
like
I wipe
might,
out.
Sounds like you might need a helmet for that.
Yeah, yes, a helmet. You can also, a cool place is the Savannah Bananas, who play at the historic Grayson Stadium in Savannah. This is an amateur league baseball team, but the stadium itself has a lot of history behind it. It was built in 1926, and a lot of famous baseball players have played there, such as Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron, Lou Gehrig, Mickey Mantle, and Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Wow.
So if you want, it's fun to go to kind of those like amateur sports events, you know, a little smaller, less crowds, but a very fun, authentic experience, especially if you're a baseball fan.
And just to know the history of who's played
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
Cool.
And of course, Road Atlanta in Braselton. I lived in Braselton for a long time, and every weekend you go out in the morning, you can hear them at Road Atlanta. And it is recognized as one of the world's best road courses. They host amateur and professional races year-round.
And it's open to the public. I mean, anyone can go.
Yeah, that's like kind of a Georgia bucket list thing,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Another sort of speedway is the North Georgia Speedway in Chatsworth. And this one has a dirt track road. So another experience with drag racing and, you know, kind of dune buggies if you're interested in that thing. It's kind of cool to see how people put these together and just, you know, learn about that process. It takes a lot of hard work and creativity.
Ingenuity.
And then just to see it all demolished, you know.
Yeah, just to come up with how to create those things.
So they offer race classes in addition to the events hosted there. So you can learn about super late model cars, sportsmen, hobby, and more. So that's really cool that you get that opportunity to take some classes there.
Very fun. Very fun.
And then also Lookout Mountain Hang Gliding in Swainsboro. I was surprised to learn this is the largest and most popular hang gliding resort in the U.S.
Really?
I was very surprised to learn that, but that's really cool. I mean, we have some beautiful mountains here.
Yeah, we do.
Yes, we do. And so you can fly to 2,000 feet with an instructor at your side, or you can eventually travel solo. So you can learn all about hang gliding there. And that is, you know, that sounds really fun. I mean, it sounds pretty scary too, a little dangerous, but you can imagine the views that you get up there.
Well, yeah, if you put a GoPro on you or something like that, that might be a lot of fun to get some of those pictures.
Yes. And finally, the J.P. Moseley Park Disc Golf Course in Stockbridge, championship caliber course recognized by the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Wow.
Who knew?
Who knew?
And it's free to play and free to just visit there and try out disc golf.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. I mean, all of these sound like a lot of fun and definitely things that you can plan a vacation or a staycation around.
Absolutely. I mean, you can just make a whole day of checking all of these off your list. I probably would spend the whole day at the water park, but that's just me.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, you have the option and it's still a list, so you can go down the list a little bit later.
Absolutely.
You can always come back. This is great, Olivia. Now, when we come back next time, we'll put in those quarter miles and bring up another state, because we have so many more to cover. But today's been a great show. We've told quite a few stories, or at least our guests have told quite a few stories. And we've given you a little bit of, hopefully, incentive to get out there and do a little bit of traveling yourself, whether right here in Georgia or around the world. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll be back next week here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. Bye-bye. I want to get away. I want to